Thank the heavens, the late night shows are back. They were talking about Richard Branson's spaceflight. Jimmy Fallon said, you know, these are crazy times when it's safer flying to space than going on a Carnival cruise, don't you think? Fallon again, that's right. Virgin Galactic made history by launching the first goatee into space. That's a bad joke. Fallon, yeah, Branson went with two pilots and three of his employees, so if you think it's awkward riding an elevator with your boss, try going to space. Lame. Fallon, actually, I got a little choked up watching Branson's flight. It always warms my heart to see billionaires achieve their dreams. Maybe the late night show should go back to being on vacation. Jimmy Fallon writers, what happened? Are the good writers still on vacation? Those are four bad jokes in a row. Let's keep going. Fallon, I was happy for him, though. Normally, when a billionaire flies away faster than the speed of sound, it's because they just got linked to Jeffrey Epstein. There you go. That's a great joke, Fallon. That's right. Branson beat Jeff Bezos to space. That's why Branson got home and found a little flaming Amazon package on his front porch. These are bad. Arsenio Hall was hosting for Jimmy Kimmel. He said the Virgin flight took about an hour, which is the first time any Virgin has ever done anything in an hour. That's good. Fallon with a similar joke. Branson's trip to space only lasted about 4 minutes, which is honestly pretty good for a Virgin. Colbert, technically, Branson's flight reached the edge of space and the Virgin Galactic crew experienced only 4 minutes of weightlessness. He barely went in and lasted only a few minutes. Well, that is a Virgin, Fallon. That's right. The flight went more than 50 miles high to the edge of space, Southwest heard, and was like, big deal. We did that last week when one of our pilots fell asleep. Fallon, what is going on? What a bad set of jokes. Seth Meyers, 80 kilometers? That's not even worth mentioning at a party. Seth, just because you touched net doesn't mean you can say you dunked. Branson's like one of those guys who say, yeah, I've been to Texas, and then you find out he changed planes once at Dallas-Fort Worth. Seth, call me when you reach the moon, Richard. Surprised he didn't call me yesterday. He's probably got cell service up there. The Emmy nominations are in. Your nominations for Best Comedy are Blackish, Cobra Kai, Emily in Paris, Hacks, The Flight Attendant, The Kominsky Method, Pen 15, and Ted Lasso. I will give it to Ted Lasso. Let me see here. I think they'll give it to Emily in Paris for some reason. I don't know why I say that. Your nominees for Best Actress in a Comedy are Edie Bryant for Shrill, Kaylee Cuoco for The Flight Attendant, Allison Janney for Mom, Tracy Ellis Ross for Blackish, and Jean Smart for Hacks. They're going to give it to Jean Smart. Everybody's on a Jean Smart kick. We'll talk about that in a second. Best Actor in a Comedy. Your nominees are Anthony Anderson for Blackish, Michael Douglas for The Kominsky Method, William H. Macy for Shameless, Jason Sudeikis for Ted Lasso, and Kenan Thompson for Kenan. Huh. I would give it to Sudeikis. Although I'm not sure that's the best acting performance I've ever seen in the world. Do you give it to Michael Douglas for a Lifetime Achievement Award? Do you give it to Anthony Anderson? He's good in everything. Let's give it to Anthony Anderson. That's my vote. And the nominees for Variety Talk Series are Conan, The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Jimmy Kimmel Live, Last Week Tonight with John Oliver, and The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. Let's immediately cross off Kimmel and Colbert and look at Conan, Trevor, and Oliver. Oliver's show is great week in, week out. Conan, we could give a Lifetime Achievement Award to. I feel like The Daily Show with Trevor Noah nailed the pandemic. Let's give it to Trevor Noah, but we'll see what everybody does come September. All right, speaking of Jean Smart, Just for Laughs Montreal has announced that Hack star Jean Smart will be honored with its Comedy Performance of the Year Award. Yeah? Jean Smart, Comedy Performance of the Year. All right. Hosting the Just for Laughs Award show will be Amber Ruffin. Jimmy Carr has a new show on Channel 4 in your UK. It's called I Literally Just Told You. It's the only game show in history where the contestants are given every answer with the questions written literally as the show is happening. You just need to pay attention to everything that's going on. That sounds funny. With each correct answer adding more cash to the prize pot, can the competitors keep their focus and remember the things they've seen and heard just minutes before? In the dramatic finale, the remaining two contestants set each other's questions. It's a chaotic battle of wits. That sounds like a good time. Jimmy Carr said, I literally just told you is the best pitch for a TV show I've ever heard. All the best ideas sound crazy when you first hear them, but I genuinely believe this idea will stay crazy for years. And most importantly, I like the title, which makes it sound like I'm properly annoyed with you just for asking me what it's called. Today's Daily Comedy News is brought to you by Endgame Content. Endgame Content is a podcast where four friends get together and talk about the things they think they know that are gaming related. They also run a Dungeons & Dragons session where they try as best as they can to break the DM out of sheer stupidity, mind you. I like their pitch. It's, we like to think we're entertaining enough for people to get a few good laughs out of. So let's check out the latest episode. It's called Pirates Looking for Booty. The description. Wait, is that a ship up ahead? Man, I really hope they're friendly. Maybe they're the Coast Guard. I don't know. This looks like trouble for the gang. Hopefully we can make it out with everybody alive. Maybe. Let's meet the gang. We've got four guys. They are Greg, Corey, Adrian, and Mac. Since I'm Johnny Mac, guess which guy's my favorite? Mac, of course. Endgame content is mostly gaming-related, but they have brackets, news, and other gaming-related topics. And they have Dungeons and Doofuses, where the four guys play Dungeons and Dragons. And, of course, break the Dungeon Master. You got to break the Dungeon Master. Who even wants to be the Dungeon Master? Nobody, right? So get ready for gaming-related content and tons of derailed conversations. Podcasts and D&D are uploaded bi-weekly, so there's something new each week. Usually the episodes are out on Saturday, all episodes live streamed on Twitch. You will find end game content on Spotify and Twitch, and we thank them for sponsoring today's daily comedy news. Hey, Sacha Baron Cohen is suing Solar Therapeutics for copyright infringement, false advertising, and misappropriation of his right of publicity over a Massachusetts interstate billboard showing his famous character giving a thumbs up and exclaiming, "It's nice." The complaint says, by use of the billboard, the defendants falsely have conveyed to the public that Mr. Baron Cohen has endorsed their products and is affiliated with their business. To the contrary, Mr. Baron Cohen never has used cannabis in his life. He would never participate in an advertising campaign for cannabis for any amount of money. The Washington Post caught up with Brian Regan. The Washpo was like, "Hey, you're doing shows now, and you did them last year. I assume you didn't get COVID." Brian's answer, "You assume incorrectly. I guess the Washington Post doesn't listen to Daily Comedy News because we knew Brian Regan had COVID." Brian said, "I ended up unfortunately catching it along the way, but I'm fine now. I'm doing A-OK. People get it in different ways. I got a pretty rough case of it. I was coughing quite a bit. My goal when I had it was to try to go to sleep so I could stop coughing." Then the Washington Post said, "Sarah Cooper," now they didn't do my routine, but I'm going to do it. You know Sarah. She used to pantomime to Donald Trump videos on TikTok. Well, she also did a comedy special on Netflix, which I noticed did not get nominated for an Emmy. You remember Sarah Cooper had a comedy special on Netflix for some reason? I digress. The Post said, "One of the bits I liked when she was performing in a parking lot with the people honking when they like something, that was probably the best sketch in the Sarah Cooper comedy special for Netflix, which was not nominated for an Emmy." Brian said, "I'm looking at like 600 cars, people in cars, some people sitting next to the cars, and I had friends say, no people were laughing, having a good time, but it's just a weird vibe, man. Laughs are going up into the sky, and I just turned it into an experiment to see how well I could pretend it was killing." The Washington Post said, "People call you the comedian's comedian." Do they? I don't think they do, and I've been working in comedy radio since 2004, I think. I don't think anybody calls him the comedian's comedian. I mean, somebody must, and the Washington Post must have gotten that from a press release somewhere, but Brian Regan, the comedian's comedian? That's not like a thing. We digress again. The Post said, "Sometimes I think that's a compliment. Sometimes I think if I were a comedian, I would want to be everybody's comedian. You're a master of words. How do you view that phrase?" Brian Regan said, "Well, I am a comedian's comedian. I only perform for comedians. You know, if someone is an actual non-comedian, I don't even allow them into the showroom. So I'm the only one performing exclusively for other comedians." That's pretty funny. "It's actually quite an honor that I don't know what the term means. It means comedians like what I do. So I'm honored by that. Comedians do like what Brian Regan does. I am there with him. But I also like to make audiences laugh. There are comedians who care about the audience but don't care about other comedians." Oh, I almost commented. I'm not going to comment. You can imagine what I was saying and who they are. Not commenting. The extreme, and that would be a hack comedian, somebody who's just pushing buttons. Then you have comedians who care more about what the comedians think than the audience. Ah, yes, the comedy snobs. That's another extreme. It's called playing to the back of the house. You want the comedians in the back laughing. I consider myself a pig, and I want everybody laughing. I'm a big, gluttonous laughter pig. Washpo asked Brian Regan about working clean. He said, "If you want to hear me curse, golf with me, and as soon as I hit my first tee shot, it's going to go in the woods, and you're going to hear a lot of language that you would not see in any of my specials. I'm capable of cursing. I know how to do it. But in my shows, I just like the personal challenge of seeing how many laughs I can get out of people without hitting certain buzzwords. But I'm always clear to point out that there are comedians who work blue, dirty, or raunchy who I think are brilliant. That should exist. But I also think the kind of comedy I do should exist." And are there any comedians who deeply influenced you, Brian Regan? He said, "Well, George Carlin is the obvious example. Years ago at the comedy club where I started, Rodney Dangerfield dropped in. There were like 30 people in the audience. He goes on stage, they go nuts. It's Rodney Dangerfield. and he pulls out these 3x5 cards. He puts on the glasses and he goes, I'm going to try out some stuff for you. The crowd's loving it. The next day he comes in the comedy club, no 3x5 cards, no glasses. He does the same jokes, but the ones that didn't work were out. The ones that did sort of work, he's doing again, but with words edited, and he killed. I remember thinking how much this guy accomplished in 24 hours. And it had to do with analyzing words, cutting words out. It was a eureka moment for me. Thinking funny things is one thing, but it's a craft. And if you could laser in on picking words and picking moments and picking beats, you can really make it pop. And that is your comedy news for today. You can follow this podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, George Lopez Taco Podcast, wherever you get your podcasts. If you like what I do, buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. See you tomorrow.